On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
A Kent Health Trust has apologised to the parents of a four-year-old girl who died from sepsis just 2 days after being taken to hospital. Lucy has more for KMFM.
Kessie Thomas's mum took her to Darrant Valley Hospital in April 2017 after she started having seizures. She also had a high temperature and heart rate, but doctors gave her Calpol and ibuprofen before sending her home. Her condition didn't improve, so she was taken back the next day and later died. Her parents say if she'd been kept in overnight and monitored properly, she would still be here today. Dartford and Gravesham NHS Trust have admitted they got it wrong and that staff didn't follow official guidelines that would have helped them diagnose sepsis. They insist lessons have been learned from Kessie's death.
KMFM News.
Tommy Robinson's been sentenced to 9 months in jail for contempt of court. The far-right activist, whose real name is Stephen Yaxley Lennon, broadcast a video on social media of defendants in a criminal trial. He'll end up in prison for just under 10 weeks because of time already served, including on licence. As the battle for number 10 continues, the two men hoping to be our new Prime Minister will be in Kent later to be quizzed on their policies. Brexit is expected to dominate the discussion as Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt answer questions from Conservative Party members in Maidstone. KMFM's political editor Paul Francis will be there later and says there'll be concerns for Kent about leaving the EU without a deal.
That could invoke lots of these contingency plans that we know about, and obviously they will be questioned about the practical implications on Kent as the gateway to Europe and the obvious issue around the transport impact.
Around 25 fighters are currently dealing with a house fire in Margate. Crews were called to Newchurch Road at about 11:30 this morning. The blaze is thought to have started in a bedroom at the back of the terrace property. You can see pictures at kentonline.co.uk. Meantime, there's been a fire at the Warner Brothers studios in Hertfordshire where all the Harry Potter movies were filmed. 18 fire engines went to Leavesden last night to put out the flames at a set that wasn't being used at the time.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A court heard how a man dumped his friend's dead body outside his flat in Margate instead of calling 999. Justin Lovett admitted moving Kevin Sampson after he died during a drugs binge in February last year. The 47-year-old from Addington Road has been given a 9-month suspended prison sentence for perverting the course of justice. An ambulance has been delayed on its way to an emergency near Dartford because of fly tipping. A 73-year-old man collapsed at a bus stop in Greenhithe, but paramedics took more than an hour to get there because a street was blocked by rubbish. The man who's now recovering has described it as disgusting and despicable. Now, there's more criticism for Disney this lunchtime after they turned down a request from a Kent family to use an image of Spider-Man on the gravestone of a four-year-old boy. 12,000 people have now signed a petition calling on the film giant to back down. Ollie Jones from Maidstone passed away in December from a rare genetic disease. Disney say they don't want to be associated with death, but the KM's film critic Mike Shaw isn't impressed.
It's got nothing to do with not being associated with death. That's nonsense. Disney now owns Star Wars. It owns Marvel. You know, the franchise where millions of people die with the snap of a finger. This is all about protecting copyrights.
Police have been visiting airports, airstrips and helipads across Kent as part of a week-long operation to prevent terrorism, human trafficking and the illegal importation of drugs or firearms. It teamed up with Border Force officers and screened a total of 13 aircraft at sites like Rochester, Lydd and Headcorn. No concerns were identified. And Apple Watch's walkie-talkie app has been disabled after a bug was discovered. It could have allowed someone to listen in to someone else's iPhone without consent. The firm insists there's no evidence the flaw has been used, but it's taking the action as a precaution until a fix is issued.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and England are in a strong position in their World Cup semi-final against Australia at Edgbaston. A short time ago, the Aussies were 142 for 5 after 32 overs. Adil Rashid has taken 2 of the wickets for England. And play is just about to get underway on ladies' semi-final day at Wimbledon. Ukrainian Elena Svitolina faces former world number one Simona Halep first on centre court. That's followed by 7-time champion Serena Williams taking on Czech Barbara Strizova. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.